From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Controversial website releases personal emails. Information from the private email account of CIA Director John Brennan is being made public just days after hackers bragged they had broken in. WikiLeaks on Thursday posted several documents from the account, including what appears to be drafts of papers about the challenges facing U.S. intelligence and recommendations on how the U.S. should deal with Iran. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has decided not to seek this year's Democratic nomination for the presidency. Speaking Wednesday in the White House Rose Garden, Biden cited the ongoing grieving process following his son's death in May.
That it may very well be that that process, by the time we get through it, closes the window on mounting a realistic campaign for president.
Joe Biden. Outgoing Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, has set October 28th as the date for party members to select their nominee for his replacement.
I did announce to the members that the conference election for Speaker will be next Wednesday, and that the 28th and on Thursday, the 29th, the election will occur on the floor.
The outgoing Speaker expressed support Wednesday for Congressman Paul Ryan, who has said he will run for House Speaker, but only if he has the support of all factions within the badly splintered party. No fewer than 14 South African universities have temporarily closed their doors amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and hike fees.
What have you done?
That was the sound as scuffles broke out Wednesday between protesting students and police outside the Parliament building in Cape Town. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Israel and Palestinian leaders to work to defuse a deadly wave of violence. Ban met Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank town of Ramallah. Meanwhile, there were two more attempted Palestinian attacks on Israelis Wednesday. Police say a soldier was wounded in a stabbing near a West Bank settlement while the attacker was shot and killed. Earlier, Israeli troops shot a Palestinian woman after she approached a settlement on the West Bank with a knife. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has endorsed the country's recent nuclear agreement, but warned the accord suffers from ambiguities and what he called structural weaknesses. The agreement has been the subject of fierce debate in Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters Wednesday he thinks Iran will comply with the agreement.
I believe they're going to comply because I don't think any country destroys two-thirds of its centrifuges and ships out its enrichment and negates its R&D on advanced centrifuges and does a whole lot of things unless, in fact, they intend to try to comply.
John Kerry. The White House criticized Russia Wednesday for what was called its red carpet welcome of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Moscow. A spokesman accused Mr. Assad of using chemical weapons on his own people and said the Russian airstrikes against Syrian rebels fighting the Syrian military are counterproductive. United Nations Libyan envoy Bernardino León says he will continue trying to reach an agreement with the nation's rival governments. Those efforts come despite the rejection by the government in Tobruk of a UN power-sharing proposal. León accused a small group of hijacking the process in order to get the rejection. Pakistani and U.S. officials believe Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's meeting with President Barack Obama at the White House Thursday will offer an opportunity to advance the goal of deepening ties. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's talks with President Obama come at a time of increased security and economic cooperation between Pakistan and the United States. Pakistani officials say they are seeking to establish an enduring partnership with the United States, which is not limited to counter-terrorism and security cooperation only, as has been the case historically. Officials say a key objective of Sharif's visit is to seek increased U.S. investment, market access for Pakistani exports, and economic cooperation to further a domestic reform agenda and to boost investor confidence. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
In U.S. political news, businessman Donald Trump and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson have maintained their leads in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.